理课堂听 class.com。
中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版，第六合。
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition. 3.
Part B, Listening Comprehension. 2. Talks and Conversations.Questions 25 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
I'm Rob Rudnick. Welcome to TV Talk with your host, Ann Powell.
And I'm Ann Powell, once again, here with you today on TV Talk.
Well, Ann, we've got another season jam-packed with new and old shows.
Yes, we do, Robert. Let's start off talking about several shows that have been around for a while and are still going strong.
And what comes to mind first is that celebrity talk show host Rosie Adams is having yet another successful season.
She really is.
You know, I think celebrities clearly enjoy talking with Rosie. They seem to open up more with Rosie than they do on other shows. And they're being natural. Why is that?I think it's because Rosie Adams is simply nice. Yeah, she's nice.
She is.
And I think that's a missing ingredient in a lot of talk shows on TV these days. Rosie's also quite normal. You know, she's got weight problems, date problems, you name it. I think the audience feels that she's normal. She's like they are. So when the celebrities feel comfortable and the audience feels comfortable, you get a lot of talking and a lot of watching, and that's good for ratings.
Oh, yeah, it is indeed, Robert.Rosie is still on top, and it's amazing. Well, how about soap operas, Robert?
Wow.
You know, one characteristic I look for when deciding if a soap opera is working is familiarity.
Right.
The World Spins has some of the same characters and actors playing those parts since the very first show in 1956. 1956! It's amazing.
Long time.
The audience has grown up, so to speak, with the characters. Well, they're friends. You can't just turn off your friends. You keep watching to see what's going to happen next. And the storylines, they're familiar. Romance, intrigue, it's all there. It's the same old story being played out so many times, and that keeps the audience coming back. What matters is that the audience feels involved.Year after year, with the same characters and the same old plots.
Sure.
And that's what makes a soap opera good. The World Spins has been doing that for more than 50 years.
50 years? That's a long time, Anne. Now, on the other hand, let's take a look at sitcoms. You know, sitcoms never last that long because, you know, what makes them popular is the fact that they're so current, right? I mean, they're hip, they reflect current pop culture.
Right.
But no matter how great the writing...After a certain time period, things just get old. Now, Buddies is a very trendy, hip show about a bunch of friends sharing good times and bad times in Chicago. Of course, they're all good-looking and funny. And what's amazing here is after so many years, this show is still hot.
Oh, it certainly is. Well, how about quiz shows?And now, that is my favorite, the new craze, quiz shows.
Right.
You know, what makes them popular is a belief that even I can win. If I can answer the question correctly, hey, I win $10,000, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to be able to win. It's nice to see everyday people winning, too. You know, the doctor, the housewife, the garage mechanic, the lawyer, anyone. You get caught up in the excitement.
Sure.
Your Turn is a great show because the questions are answerable and the people come away with great prizes, like money, furniture, cars. It's fun. A quiz show has got to be relatively easy and fun.
Questions 25. Which type of TV programs are these people talking about first?
26. According to the conversation, why has the celebrity talk show been so successful?
27. These people are talking about a very successful soap opera, The World Spins. When did this soap opera start?
28. Which of the following features can explain the success of the soap opera?
29. Which of the following statements is true about sitcoms?
30. What is the popular belief of so many quiz show watchers?
Part C, Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation.
Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. If my friends and I had known enough about the potential of the Internet, we would have started an online business.
2. I'm afraid I can't make it to our appointment Thursday. Could you call me tomorrow to set up another time? Make it after 11?
3. We're a multinational company with a quarter of a million employees, and there are over 120 subsidiaries worldwide.
4. Quite a few of the people I spoke to are worried about the proposed political reform because they feel the government needs to do a better job.
5. If the government encourages more foreign investment, it will help improve the performance of the economy and create more job opportunities. 2. Passage Translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. I'm going to talk about acid rain, a subject which many people have heard of, but very few understand fully. I'm going to talk about exactly what acid rain is. Acid rain is a kind of pollution which is hanging over our heads in a sense. It's the air pollution above us. It's the pollution that's coming down in rain, in mist, in snow, in hail, in many different ways and damaging our forests, our lakes and rivers, our buildings, and even our health.
2. These people became rich and famous because each of them started a new industry and did something that no other person had done before. In English, we call people like them entrepreneurs. The definition of an entrepreneur is a person who organizes and manages a new business. All entrepreneurs have one important characteristic in common. They are not afraid to take risks. We could say they are all gamblers.
Unit 13. Part 1. Healthy Foods. 2. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage about healthy eating, and then choose the best answer to each question you have heard. Increasingly, over the past 10 years, people, especially young people, have become aware of the need to change their eating habits, because much of the food they eat, particularly processed food, is not good for the health. Consequently, there has been a growing interest in natural foods, foods which do not contain chemical additives and which have not been affected by chemical fertilizers widely used in farming today. Natural foods, for example, are vegetables, fruit, and grain which have been grown in soil that is rich in organic matters. In simple terms, this means that the soil has been nourished by unused vegetable matter, which provides it with the essential vitamins and minerals. This in itself is a natural process compared with the use of chemicals and fertilizers, the main purpose of which is to increase the amount, but not the quality, of foods grown in commercial farming areas. Natural foods also include animals, which have been allowed to feed and move freely in healthy pastures. Compare this with what happens in the mass production of poultry. There are battery farms, for example, where thousands of chickens live crowded together in one building and are fed on food which is little better than rubbish. Chickens kept in this way are not only tasteless as food, they also produce eggs which lack important vitamins. There are other aspects of healthy eating which are now receiving increasing attention from experts on diet. Take, for example, the question of sugar. This is actually a non-essential food. Although a natural alternative, such as honey, can be used to sweeten food if this is necessary, we can in fact do without it. It is not that sugar is harmful in itself, but it does seem to be an additive. The quantity we used have grown steadily over the last two centuries, and in Britain today, each person consumes an average of 20 pounds a year. Yet all it does is to provide us with energy in the form of calories. There are no vitamins in it, no minerals, and no fiber. It is significant that nowadays fiber is considered to be an important part of a healthy diet. In white bread, for example, the fiber has been removed. But it is present in unrefined flour, and of course in vegetables. It is interesting to note that in countries where the national diet contains large quantities of unrefined flour and vegetables, certain diseases are comparatively rare. Hence, the emphasis is placed on the eating of wholemeal bread and more vegetables by modern experts on healthy eating.
Questions. 1. Why have people become more interested in natural foods?
2. Which of the following statements is true about natural foods?
3. Why can't battery chickens be called natural food?
4. According to the passage, which of the following statements is true? 2. Listen again and then supply the missing information in the following passage.
Part 2, Statements.
2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to the statement you hear. 1. Thank you for saying that I did an excellent job on that presentation. I put a lot of time into it in the past 2 weeks.
2. The government has taken many actions to curb inflation, but it is all to no avail. Some people suggest that inflation is uncontrollable.
3. As to this agreement, no questions come to my mind right now, but I'd like to read it through again before signing it.
4. Is it possible we could meet once a week to discuss our expansion project? As you know, this project is vital for our company.
5. We will try all means to reach the target set by the top management of this company. Come what may, we will double our sales figure this year.
6. Nobody will deny the fact that regular, moderate exercise is important for good health.
7. I have won the scholarship for next year. I can't believe it. It's almost too good to be true.
8. I hear that Larry got a very high mark on his psychology midterm. How he managed that is really a mystery to us all.
9. I'm absolutely no good at figures and shapes. Geometry is hard for me, but algebra is harder.
10. I really cannot decide whether to prepare for my examinations over the weekend or go to the concert with my friends, but maybe a break would do me good.
11. No sooner had he finished washing his car then it started to rain. He would have to wash it again the next day.
12. To keep the rooms clean and prevent fire accidents, cooking is not allowed in this dormitory.
13. It's something important for both you and Margaret. You'd better call her before it gets too late.
14. Since you have nothing particular to do this evening, how about joining us for dinner? We'll be meeting you at 7.
15. Today is Thursday, and the new shop is supposed to open the day after tomorrow. What about having a look then?
16. May I ask you something about the history of this place? I was told you know a lot about this city.
17. Linda's performance in the final test of psychology wasn't what I'd expected. She got a low score beyond all imagination.
18. I'm going to get my tickets through that discount travel agency. They definitely have
exercises. 1. Business lunch. Listen to a short talk about the business lunch, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
American businessmen frequently use social situations to make business deals. One of the best examples of this practice is the business lunch. Therefore, knowing how to conduct yourself at a business lunch is often just as important as the business discussion. For formal business lunches, it is wise to phone at least one day ahead to reserve a table. After you have been seated and given a menu, your waiter will come and ask if you would like to order anything to drink. Nowadays, it is quite acceptable to order mineral water, a soda, or fruit juice, apart from wine or a mixed drink. After he has taken your beverage order, your waiter will leave you to make your food selection from the menu you have been given. It is the host's responsibility to discover whether or not his guests have any special dietary restrictions. If, however, a host does not do that, a guest should not announce his dietary practices to everyone at the table. Instead, he should discreetly ask the waiter about the ingredients of any dish in question. He should also have in mind a second dish that he might order just in case. Usually, the host will allow his guests to order first. Occasionally, a host may collect orders ahead of time and place them himself. Napkins should be placed on your lap and used periodically to wipe the corners of your mouth, especially when you are eating soup, salad with dressing, or an entree in a sauce. When you finish the meal, the napkin is then placed on the table beside the plate.
Questions. 1. Which of the following is recommended for a formal business lunch?
2. After being seated and given the menu, what are you supposed to order first?
3. What should you do if you've got any dietary restrictions?
4. According to the talk, where should you put the napkin when you finish the meal?
2. What a charming restaurant. Listen to the conversation which takes place at a restaurant, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. My dear, what a charming restaurant. It has such an old country air about it.
Yes, it's one of the best Italian restaurants in town. The decor is pleasant, the music good, and the food delicious.
Is that the owner's wife over there? She's dressed in the very latest European fashion.
She is the owner. She and her family go to Italy every year to keep in touch with the trends in fashion and food, and in decor too. But she doesn't actually change the food or decor here very much. Constant change would be upsetting to the customers. Besides, the customers expect certain characteristics in an Italian restaurant, and she can't change those, or the restaurant would lose some of its appeal to the customers.
Like the red and white tablecloths, you mean?
Exactly, and the music. But however conservative she is in the restaurant, she always wears the latest style in clothing. The latest dignified style, of course.
Yes. Well, what shall we order?
I'd suggest an appetizer, and then I'm having either seafood or chicken since I had red meat last night.
I think I'd like to try this flounder dish.
Good. Shall we order wine?
Yes, let's have a white wine.
Okay, I'll get this chicken dish. Would you like to have pastry and coffee for dessert?
Yes, if I'm not too full by that time. Let's hold off ordering dessert until later.
Questions. 1. What kind of restaurant is the couple in?
2. How does the owner appear?
3. What can we most safely infer about the decor in the restaurant?
4. What did the man eat last night?
5. Why might the woman skip dessert?
3. A well-balanced breakfast. Listen to a short talk about a well-balanced breakfast, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. In addition to exercising regularly, eating a good breakfast is considered by many health experts to be a significant part of a successful weight of reduction plan. After a night of fasting, the body needs to be replenished with nutrients in order to maintain a high level of energy throughout the day. Several nutritionists suggest that dieters should eat up to 1/3 of their daily calories at breakfast time. These calories should be in the form of a balanced meal of nutritious food. A balanced meal consists of 5 key elements: proteins, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals. People who are dieting need a variety of foods to assure a constant supply of nutrients their bodies need. If a well-balanced diet is not followed, the dieter may become sleepy, nervous, or feel out of sorts. If a poor diet is maintained for a long period of time, the dieters may become vitamin deficient. Vitamin deficiency can cause serious health problems. For these reasons, many doctors recommend that everyone, especially those on diet, start the day with up to 1/3 of the daily requirement of nutrients in the form of a well-balanced breakfast.
Questions. 1. What is the talk mainly about?
2. According to some nutritionists, how much of the day's total calories should be consumed at breakfast?
3. According to the speaker, what should a balanced meal consist of?
4. According to the speaker, what will a poor diet lead to?
Part 4. Listening and translation.
3. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. This is Turkey's most important agricultural fair in the international arena, which has been growing not only in terms of its number of visitors and exhibitors, but also its total volume of trade.
2. There has been a marked improvement in the financial situation of the country since the beginning of the year.
3. Whether selling furniture, electrical appliances, or clothing, a sales worker's primary job is to interest customers in the merchandise.
4. Export prices rose 0.7% in February, the largest increase since June 2006, and both agricultural prices and non-agricultural prices contributed to the advance.
5. Internationalization becomes an important theme for leading business schools. More and more U.S. business schools established partnerships with the leading business schools in China. 2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. Physical fitness is the result of many factors: good medical care, proper nutrition, adequate rest and relaxation, and sensible personal habits. But these are never enough. An essential factor is regular physical exercise. Cars and buses, elevators and escalators, TV and push-button machines all tend to reduce strenuous physical activity. But our bodies still need exercise. Without it, they soon become weak, ineffective, and unattractive. Some of the boys and girls could not raise themselves from sitting position without using their hands.
2. My idea would be useful when you get home hungry. Well, if you got home from work or school and you didn't want to cook, you'd have this cooking robot. You could program certain menus into robot. Each menu would have a number, and you could punch in that number. Then the robot would start cooking. I mean, the robot would do everything. You could call the robot from an outside phone, from school or work, from your car, wherever, and the robot would start cooking. The meal would be ready by the time you got home. Wouldn't that be great? I'd probably stop filling up on junk food after school if I had a robot like that.